Around 50 disability activists have been protesting in Dublin this lunchtime over a lack of accessibility at train stations across the country. The Access for All group says ongoing problems with broken lifts is impacting the travel plans of some people, leaving many isolated. Irish Rail says it's continuing to invest in lifts, and 15 stations will have lifts replaced or modernised this year. Campaigners say more needs to be done. Our reporter Dimitri O'Donnell joins us now from the protest. Dimitri, what issues have people been highlighting today about accessing public transport?
Well, Brian, a small but very determined group of disability protesters gathered outside Clontarf Dart Station earlier over what they say is persistent and ongoing issues with access to Dart and train stations, not just in Dublin but across the country. Now, the campaigners included a 12-year-old girl, and they all said that they're fed up with broken lifts, being stranded at train stations and bus stops, and that this is really impacting their freedom to move about like any other citizen. They say one of the main problems is having to give Irish Rail notice if they're travelling on the network. That's at least 4 hours if you're in Dublin, and they say 24 hours if you're in the country, and they said this isn't practical going forward. The Access for All group are also highlighting how the cost of living crisis is impacting people with disabilities, with the gap between day-to-day living and welfare payments widening. Here's the views of some of those, Brian, that I spoke to at the protest earlier in Clontarf.
The main issue is having to give notice. Those who need access need to give Irish Rail and other public transport companies around the country 24 hours notice. It's wrong having to give prior notice.
What you mean by prior notice is that you intend to travel?
Yes. Like, there's zero spontaneity in our lives. Like, we can't make last minute plans or change of plans.
Sometimes if we can't get someone to do the ramp, we're stuck, and we can be stuck on the other way around. Like, it's very, if the ramp's not working, we can't go on the Dart.
And have you ever been stranded at a Dart station or on a bus or at a bus stop?
I've been stranded at a bus stop many a time. When you have a disability and you're on disability payment, you really have to budget, because everything has gone up. It's even harder now. Like, sometimes I do literally have to wait till Wednesday comes to be able to afford me shopping sometimes, because that's how scarce it gets. Like, sometimes I might only have egg and toast because that's how much the cost of living's gone up, and it's too expensive. As someone that's on disability, it's too expensive to keep buying food every few days.
Dimitri, you've been speaking to Irish Rail about this. What have they got to say?
Well, they told us in a statement, Brian, earlier that the company is continuing to invest in lifts across its network. A spokesperson said 15 stations will have lifts replaced or modernised this year. And they said where faults arise, the vast majority are back working within hours, and they're always striving to keep information up to date for disabled people. Access for All, the disability campaigners, would dispute this. They say they actually have to go to the stations themselves, compile that information and send it out to its members and to people in its WhatsApp groups and on Twitter. And they simply say Irish Rail needs to do better for disabled members of the public.
Dimitri O'Donnell at that protest. Thanks for talking to us.